Welcome to the last stand of the spinner rack, all you new you maniacs. We're here at season 5 of the Marvel New Universe Comics Podcast, the voice of the new universe. Fourth and goal to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend like you know what that means.
You could just pretend. We're your hosts.
Andy with the war number four.
And it's Steven with the horribly mutated survivors. We were promised a post-apocalyptic nightmare. Mutated cannibal tribes.
Stick with the
It's
comic book, not real
okay.
life.
The new universe was launched in 1986, an imprint from Marvel Comics dedicated to a more grounded, less fantastic approach to comics. The new universe changed a lot in its 2.5 years. Pittsburgh was destroyed, forming the Pit. The U.S. government was drafting paranormals into the army. One miniseries remained from the new universe, and it was ominously named The War. With our podcast, you can follow along with us each week as we go through each remaining comic in the order they hit the spinner rack, or just check out individual comics if you already have a favorite. Counting down to the end. One comic to go.
This one.
So, yeah, each remaining comic ends here. We still have our website, kickersinc.com, where we are trying to post new universe related material. And you can always find us over on X at Kickers Inc., where we will probably remind you of old episodes in the future. I don't know.
Yeah,
Something like that.
something. But anyway, this week we get to the end of the line for the new universe, the war. Before the end of the war, all of the paranormals will become pawns in a vast and deadly political game. Howard Mackey. I love
That
that.
was the promise.
That was the promise. Questionable. From Marvel Age, this week, the War Limited Series number 4. The war, th World War III is over, but it's over. Wait,
Wait, huh? Did
what?
I miss something?
But is there any hope for mankind's survival? The final issue of the limited series reveals one of the most frightening futures for humanity, or at least so we're going to tell you in the solicitation. Written by Doug Murray, drawn Tom Morgan, color and art Paul Mounts, 48 pages, 350. And then there's another one because yeah, this book took a while to come out. So jump from Marvel Age 77 to Marvel Age 85. At last, the final chapter in the global conflict that will irrevocably change the new universe. Love suspense? Yes. Love surprises?
Oh,
Maybe.
yeah.
Then look no further. This one's a shocker. Maybe. Written by Doug Murray, drawn by Tom Morgan, Paul Mounts, 48 pages, $3.50. So.
Yeah, they definitely took a while coming out with this one. In Marvel Age, the New Universe titles all had like a black border around them when they started.
Yeah.
And they continued that through with like 1 month off to the whole thing. But when that last issue of the war came out, they it did not have it anymore. They had given up on them.
I forgot. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a little hard to irrevocably change the new universe with the last book published a year after the thing's been canceled, but we'll
You
see.
know, I think,
We'll
yeah,
see.
that we'll have a chance to talk about the end of the new you and the how the publishing gap may have affected that series as it came out, but after we take a look at the issue with ourselves.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get started. War Limited Series number 4 came out in 1990. So originally scheduled May 30th, 1989, finally actually came out January 23rd, 1990. So officially a 90s comic, right?
Wow.
Collectible,
We made it.
Buy a box of them and save them and use them for your retirement. 90s comic. The cover's pretty understated. It's just blue, with a figure kind of leaning over a mound of dirt, looking sad with his hands together. I'm presuming it's Night Mask.
That's who I thought. It does. It doesn't have his symbol on his forehead, but
It's just the hair is kind of all we got to go on. So he's either underwater or there's some light shining down on him from above, but probably not underwater, right? And then the back,
well,
it
maybe.
looks a little underwater. And then the back cover has that. Oh shoot, what's the painting with the finger touching?
I looked that one up. Creation of Adam by Michelangelo. It's on the Sistine Chapel.
Thank you. But yeah, here we've got two hands, like one holding like bloody rags and fatigues, and one is like a glowing hand almost touching. Which were the back covers have been a little cagey, kind of like offering little hints that are kind of hard to follow. But this one's Starchild, presumably, and somebody, but I don't think it has it, and it didn't really end up having any relevance to the comic anyway. But
Yeah,
anyway.
Starchild created someone who was horribly injured in the war.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kind of like the guy from Starbrand 19, maybe? But it wasn't Starchild. I don't know. Whatever. We'll get there. Crack it open. Yep. Doug Murray wrote it. Tom Morgan drew it. There's no recap. This one is titled Aftermath. And they do a little bit of recapping early on, but essentially, right, this global conflict started where everybody got nuke happy. So global war, nuclear weapons launched all over the place. But they landed and did not detonate, right? And we're presuming, though it wasn't super explicit in the previous issues, that the Star Child did that, because how else? Yeah, as it stands now, like South Africa has a group of kind of sort of rebels who are squaring off against the like South African army, the White Army. And the paranormals are kind of caught in between. They were on this mission to find the guy who caused the pit accident. It was a setup. Russia has decided to invade Europe for reasons. And then there's like Cuban troops sailing in too. So there's like a whole bunch of people converging on South Africa. And then also Russia is apparently invading Europe. So that's where we left off last time, right?
Yeah, I think the without the nuclear deterrent, I guess you have the chance to use whatever, just standard armies, and the belief being that they would have the strong hand to
Yeah,
roll
like they're
whatever.
playing Risk, and like everybody's all the big armies are down in South Africa, so they're just trying to swoop in from Asia and take over Europe,
That's
something
right,
like
yeah.
that. Anyway, it opens with a poorly drawn airplane and some fun, if maybe overwrought, narration. They call mankind the naked ape, the ape who kills, the ape who walked out of the jungle, built great civilizations, and killed millions of other apes. I get to say ape a lot.
Someone was up watching Planet of the Apes that night and was like,
Right.
this will be great.
Help me, Dr. Zaius.
500 years later, my Magna Conti wakes up and he's surrounded by apes.
He was walking along and finds the pit and, like, I'm not on another planet, I'm on Earth. The ape, who was through long effort, at last reached the point where it can wipe itself off the face of the earth. But now there's a new kind of ape. Oh, jeez, this is going somewhere. The others call him Paranormal, who may have the power to save the others from their own folly. So, yes, many apes. But yeah, there's, a pilot, like an F-15 flying in. And we see there's a whole formation of them coming in. It's like the tight formation of tomcats skirts the southern African shore, unseen, unheard, save for the crew of one tiny fishing trawler, in quotes, fishing trawler.
Machine trolley.
And this guy's kind of becoming my favorite character in the war, if for no other reason than he's like utterly like impotent. Like this Russian Kachulsk general that they sent down there to monitor things, and he sometimes appears to be on a whole boat all by himself, just kind of talking about the world and feeling bummed out.
I'm not sure like if there's like a literary precedent of this guy, you
Right.
know?
Is he the voice of the writer kind of going through? Like, I don't know. Why can't we all just get along? So he's like, he's thinking to himself, mad, the world has gone mad. First, my superiors with their plan to invade Europe, then Chairman Fidel with his invasion across the sea. Now, these Americans, so secure in their power, when will it end? Is it only by a miracle that the world still lives? Are they determined that all must die? So. Jeez. All right, man. he's talking to himself, basically, and trying to be the voice of reason, but never actually really doing anything. But we'll see. We cut back to the paranormal squad, or like a chunk of it. We lost a few, but at this point, we've got Sano, the sharpshooter, Pitbull. Magna Conti, Sergeant Haldeman, Lao with the like vague energy light powers, and then Gridlock and Metallurgist, and Mapper, controversial figure, Jonathan Matthews, who's kind of like down for the count after having been shot up in the previous issue, right? Did I get them all?
Sounds like everyone. Yeah, there was a couple of red shirts and Mapper Jonathan Matthews. We double confirmed
Yeah.
is the one who is wounded in action.
Right.
Pickett, aka Troll, was killed in action.
Yeah, Troll and what's the
Pretty
guy?
boy.
Pretty Boy, yeah. And then Blur ran off and is with Kathy Blizzard. But yeah, they've kind of regrouped outside of the South African base, kind of holding up there, again, kind of taking care of Mapper. Magna
I
Conti.
want to say the last time we saw them, it sounded like they were being surrounded in the
Yeah,
jungle.
they
So
don't.
it was a little more cliffhanger-ish.
Right. Here they're
And
kind of more relaxed. So Mapper's like, I don't think I'm gonna make it, Cap'n. It hurts so. And he's like, enough of that kind of talk. You're gonna make it. That's an order. You'll make it, or I'll put your butt on KP for 6 months. You hear me? He's like, oh, yes, sir. I'll make it. I'll make it. He's thinking, I wonder, will any of us make it? The situation is really rotten. Stay hard, Magna Conti. It's your job to be strong. Bring him through. Your job. Then they hear something. He goes to Haldeman, who's throughout the series forgotten that he's a paranormal. So there's big trouble. And you cut on the next page, this huge splash page of a tank, basically, moving its way out of the South African base. It's like, while the paranormals have been fighting to stay alive, Colonel Ort, right? This is our racist South African leader, has moved his heavy weapons into place. So like battle tanks, American M1s by the look of them. We've got nothing that'll stop those babies, right? So,
Yeah, I guess the geopolitical scene at the time is that the South African army is backed by the Americans, and these rebels that they were talking about in Mozambique were maybe modeled on these army in Angola that did have a bunch of Cubans in it. It
yeah.
was like a Cuban or a communist thing that was kind of pushing the South Africans. So, okay.
Are we on the right side this time? I don't
It's
know.
interesting. Yeah, we were talking before about are the rebels supposed to be friends? I don't think either of them. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that you're just caught in the middle of both of them shooting at
Right. Sell them both tanks is what I say.
you.
Then
So.
sell them gas for tanks. I don't know. But yeah, the Commander Ort's kind of organizing them. He's heard they're not going to get any aid from the rest of the army. They're kind of on their own, but he's like kind of adamant. It's like, we must destroy the enemy, every one of them, or they will kill us all. So, okay. Cut to Kathy. Kathy Blizzard, when she discovered the paranormal who they'd framed for the pit in that video. She's with him now in a prison cell in Blur, but like he doesn't really talk. And she was kind of weirded out from him before. But here, she's kind of connecting with him. She's like, "Don't be afraid, Casey." Like, I guess that's his name.
That's his name.
All right.
That's
How does she
really
know that? I don't know. I guess she can read minds, so.
code name Kansas City.
Yeah. So we have this kind of like mind meld moment with like them both making strange faces floating in the abyss. Our minds are one. You see what I see, know what I know. I know what you know.
Vulcan mind meld there.
And she's like, "Will you help us?" He's like, "Help. Yes, I will help." So I guess he can't talk, or he doesn't know the language, or his tongue's cut out. We just don't really know. But she mind communicates with Magna Conti, who she seems to have the special link with. He's like, "Jack, he's like, Kathy, you're alive and ready to break out of this rat trap. Here's the plan. Dot dot dot." So they do that like cartoon thing where they explain the plan, but like the viewer doesn't get to know the plan. Which would make you think they had like some cool and interesting and impressive plan, but
This had better be the best plan I ever heard.
right. So like pages before, Sana's like, or the Haldeman's like, "We got nothing against these tanks." But now, minutes later, Sana's like, "Well, these should do. Armor-piercing explosive rounds with spent uranium flechettes. There ain't a tank in the world that these babies can't stop." So, okay, all right. No problem then. Just shoot the tank. I did look
What
this
is it?
up. Real thing. So.
Yeah, I remember there was like spent uranium in the first Desert Storm or something.
Yeah.
I think they blamed it for D Desert Storm Syndrome or whatever,
Right.
Gulf War Syndrome.
They also blamed diet soda left in the sun, so who nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. You have like a great element collection, so you can imagine a some like super dense uranium will
Yeah.
go cut through. Even steel, I guess, like better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's used for like tank rounds. I had never heard of it for bullets, but I guess that's a thing. Like they put a little like incendiary in the tip, so when the bullet hits, it lights the fire in the front, which then explodes like plastic explosive, basically. So it
Oh.
penetrates, explodes, and then it's got this heavy slug of uranium instead of like lead or copper, so it's even stronger. But yeah, maybe not as impressive as in the book here in the next page, but still. Scary sounding stuff. So he climbs up on the tree to get ready for a shot, and so it's like as Sana settles into his aerie, the tanks begin to rumble through the compound gate. So the tank's just rolling out the gate where he sights it. He's like, "It's almost too easy. I could hit that in the dark with my eyes closed." Pulls the trigger, and the tank just straight up explodes. Right, so like. The turret is broken, the back explodes, like the whole thing is just flying into pieces. So this is like a nuclear bullet. Like it's a little much.
I think if I was thinking he was looking for like a weak spot or something, but he does
Right.
then he just sort of, yeah, he just fires at it, which is huge,
Yeah.
and then everything explodes.
Maybe an
Oh,
art
okay.
miscommunication anyway, but
Yeah.
anyway. One hell of a bullet. So the thing blows up right in front of the gate, blocking everything off. So they can't roll out the rest of their tank convoy. This freaks out Ord. He's like, "Ah, those damn freaks. They're doing this to me. Those freaks. Bring up one of the bulldozers. Pull this Hulk out of here. Hurry before the rebels can take advantage." So he's just screaming at everybody, but it seems to be kind of chaos and it's not working out. At that moment, Casey, right, our paranormal, uses his power to blow up the barbed wire, this like wood framed barbed wire thing that looked like they could probably push it over, and like freeze him, Kathy, and Blur. And
I guess we'd seen in this videotape that they sent to the Americans that he has like an explosion power.
yeah,
So
he like claps
that
his
was
hands together and. But why didn't he?
so.
Couldn't he have just done that anytime? And didn't they know he could do that anytime?
Yeah, I drugged. I don't know. Yeah, it. There was something wrong with him that he was completely
He's kind of
zoned out or
catatonic,
something.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. I
Anyway,
don't
maybe
know.
they forgot to up his meds and now he's free. the first freedom he has ever known. So Kathy's like, good work. Now get to the C5. Get it ready to take off. We cut to a big
East
tank
Germany.
column rolling up on East Germany. At the end of the World War II, the winning powers made a momentous decision. They decided that Germany, the country which had been responsible for starting two huge and expensive wars, was too dangerous a foe to take any further chances with. So they took a fatal step. They split the defeated country into four parts, one for each of them to control. So, we got our World War II history in there. And basically, the Russians roll up. High on the lead tank, Colonel Vasily Kuznetsov surveys the plains below and waits for the final word from his masters, the word that will unite the two Germanies in fire and blood. Apparently Germany at the time, did have a fair army
Oh
in Europe, so I
I
wasn't
don't
really sure.
the I just heard this phrase recently, the Fulda Gap. There's some, I don't know, gap between a mountain range that the Soviets were ready to pour into Western Europe if they wanted to or had the opportunity. So everyone was kind of pointing at each other at that point. The art here is a little, I'm not sure if where it's supposed to be. It could also be like outside Berlin, but I don't know. Yeah, what the, because I've seen that like zone outside Berlin, but I don't know like the east west where that was otherwise. So anyway, they're all set to go at each other. The
World War
for
III is not, in
reasons.
fact, over. It didn't even start yet. Fake out.
It there's different sections of World War III. There's negotiation, denial, bargaining, finally acceptance.
One's supposed to be called aftermath, but anyway. So we cut back to Magna Conti. He's like, okay, the major and Walters are out. We got to meet them at the plane. We'll need some kind of diversion. And they come up with an
A
idea.
shirtless, handsome man who's
Oh,
very
yeah.
muscular. This ought to work.
Grandma has an idea. Aunt May, or whatever. No. this is Chris, metallurgist. And so he kind of figures out Lau's powers. There's all this radiation going around. Can you redirect it? Right, maybe you can use it against the South Africans. And so Hitlock makes a big ladder, and Metallurgist floats his hubcap up with Lau on it, essentially, to spring this plan into action.
I like he says this, I've never really tried it, but the South Africans are pushing all sorts of RF radiation around the camp.
I mean
Okay.
radios, yeah, but
Yeah.
maybe Ort is a RC car enthusiast.
Whatever he's going to do it with just whatever, like a cell phone tower's energy. So,
We'll see.
okay. We'll see.
We go back to the plane. Kathy and Blur and oh shoot, what's his name?
Casey.
Casey, right, are all hanging out again, mostly shirtless. Only the dudes, though. She's like, should have thought of this. The pilots are being held someplace else. I can't believe they didn't keep the pilots prisoner in the cockpit of the plane. So she sends Blur off to go and get them. And so we get legs surging with power. Jeff Walters blurs into action, flashing across the tarmac, reaching the packed earth of the South African camp before even the dust of his own passage can rise into the sun. I love me some narration boxes, but this is a bit much. This is probably why they started to get rid of them. He finds them, reports back to Kathy. He says they're not far from here. So Kathy's like, let's get him back. And don't worry about being gentle about it. She's got some puny little gun, like some kind of
Pew pew
lady
pew.
gun. I don't know. It looks silly. It doesn't look like a real one.
Stand there. Don't fight. Pew pew.
So we cut back to Lau floating up to get the high ground to use his RF signal attack, and he starts getting shot at, but then Sano defends him. He's like, consider them nailed. I don't hardly have to aim at this range. He's just shooting a bunch of guys, and Lau are Energy power guys like clear now. Feel the energy. Draw it in. Tighter, tighter. Focus now. Fold it on itself. Shape it. Nearly there. Critical buildup. Forget the pain. Concentrate and release. So, there's this big flash of light. And I mean, I guess he basically just like microwaves everybody.
That's what it looks like. There's a nice
They're on
splash
fire.
page. Pete, yeah, those guys, like, their eyes are on fire. I don't know what the hell.
It's pretty
It's
nasty. But somehow misses Ort, though. It was right in the middle of it. Yeah, there's even a guy with an eye patch, and the eye patch is on fire. It's unpleasant, but kind of cool. You can kind of see like the there's like a satellite tower in the background that's kind of getting roasted too. So maybe that's where the energy is being pulled from. But yeah, at close range, it has the power to light fluorescent bulbs directly, just with its radiated energy. Energy that also has the power to burn flesh to the bone, even human flesh. It's like, I mean, is human flesh somehow more resistant to burning than regular flesh? I don't know. What kind of stuff are you getting into, Murray? But then, like, best I
get
can
Murray
tell.
started on his wartime experiences. It's horrifying.
Right. Whether it's fire in the background or Kathy Blizzard just decides to finish off and mow down all these poor scorched souls, she comes in with the machine gun. Stinking cowards, phonies, playing games with lives and souls, no more. And she just like guns down like a whole line of people. Blur takes out the two guards who are standing casually while all their friends burn to death, guarding the prisoners. Basically just like clobbers them. There's a little padlock on the door, and he like vibrates it to dust, right? So he says, if I really turn up the juice, I bet I can vibrate this thing to dust. I'm not sure how that's in his power set, but it works. And he lets the pilots out. He's like, come on, guys, Major says we're leaving, let's move it. You don't have to tell us twice. So I mean, I guess he can, yeah. Like if he tries to open it really fast, and maybe it could wear out. I don't know. I don't get the lock thing, but it worked.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, cut back to Magna Conti and the bunch, and says like, as Walters leads the pilots to their plane, Jack surveys the now cleared walls. He's thinking, yeah, it seems like it's okay to move. I hope Kathy made it okay. He's like, all right, let's saddle up. Great job, Lau. I'll bring you down. So this is a metallurgist bringing him down, but he trips, loses concentration. Lau is like 30 feet up in the air, falls. But Pitbull catches him with kind of like the Superman rescue. And I was like, nice catch, Pitbull. I could kiss you. It's like, oh, don't pull any of that sissy boy crap on me, Lau, or else. And he's not racist, but perhaps a little bit homophobic.
It's a
Still more progressive than I thought Pitbull was going to be in the first place, but
Pitbull's a man of his time. I don't know what to tell
he's a 90s guy now.
you. Grandpa Pitbull, tell us about your time in world in the war. Guy's trying to kiss you. Don't mess with that too much.
Right.
Lady boy is Asian.
Yeah.
Bangkok. What's going on with that?
So they all take off running towards the plane. Jack's in the rear as the only shirtless member, but he fought alligators last time. So he takes a shot in the back, and there's this big cloud of blood. But it kind of stuns him. Jack is also sort of questionably bulletproof, as we found out from before. But he kind of stumbles, but then keeps running. But there's like an ominous trail of blood. So I mean, I'm reading this for the first time, and I'm like, oh crap! Like not my boy Jack. He's running. The whole rebel, for lack of a better word, army is chasing after them, single file, right, as it were, which is convenient, I suppose. So they can't all take shots of them. And bloodthirsty, so it's like hundreds of them looking for only one thing: blood. Vampires. Ah, it's the blood of the paranormals who invaded their camp, the blood of the South Africans who sent them. But if truth were known, for most of these men, any blood would do. Jeez. Mouse blood?
This has a sort of a Jack Kirby kind of like over the top
Yeah.
vibe to it.
I kind of love it, but it doesn't quite suit the this particular story. Back to World War III. Those Tomcat fighter jets are slowly inching their way over to South Africa, like a bomb timer in a movie. And so this is the Americans swooping in. So we get AWACS report, target in range, vector coming in now. Roger, target is vectored, patching into weapons computer, and they're pressing buttons that look important. Tagged and locked, Roger, missiles are hot and ready. Let's do it.
What's
Right.
your vector? Victor has, what is that airplane?
Like the comedy.
Leslie Nielsen doing a bunch of control tower, to jokes.
I need
Anyway,
to see that one again.
that's okay.
The Russians on the German border, same kind of thing. Any second now, and then another war. Will my mother and father survive this one? Will anyone? It's like, eh, we're gonna do it anyway. So war's getting ready. The paranormals have made it to the plane, so the pilots, starts the engine, throttling it up. Kathy and Blur have a little moment. She's like, Jeff, I'm depending on you. Find the boys. Like Jack and the rest, and point them in this direction. Then get the APC and dot 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 another plan that we don't get to hear. So Blur rushes off.
Strategic genius, Kathy Blizzard.
Yes,
We'll assume
exactly.
so, anyway.
And then we get another interlude or two. This one, Voight, is like the construction crew are pulling all the deactivated bombs off of the White House grounds. He's thinking they'll be done sometime today. Never thought I'd see us pulling Rusky missiles from the lawn of this place. At least never thought I'd be alive to see it. That's a good line. Mr. President, sir, our task force commander has been in contact via the shielded channel. He assures me that his planes are on time and on target. It's like, did he also assure you that this will be the end of it? That the Cubans or Russians won't have some other little tit for tat trick up their sleeves? Sir, no. How can he? He's like, never mind. I just sure wish I was the same character that was kind of evil in DP7. I mean, he says, never mind. I just wish I was sure we were doing the right thing. That's all. Who is this guy? He's so rational and sad.
Is it Michael Dukakis? Did he take over?
Maybe. Yeah. It's too cheech or whatever. All right. So after, I guess, President Voight, we get back to Kachulsk. Boat general, man that cries and complains about stuff. He's also apparently just realized that he has a new instrument panel in this boat that he hadn't seen before. Such wonders! I sit here in a ship in the middle of the greatest ocean in the world and I'm able to see hundreds of miles. It's like he didn't know about radar or something. It's like I watch as planes of a great world power prepare to destroy the ships of one of my own country's allies. And all the time, I can talk to the men who make the decisions for me and those like me, even though they're half a world away. This guy's having like a crisis or something, right? Like he's losing it. I don't know. Something's going on. I can do all these things, accomplish all these wonders. There's only one thing I cannot do. I cannot bring myself to understand why. Why are we so bent on destroying each other? Why are we intent on destroying the green earth and all the wonders we have built upon her? Why have we all gone mad? So, like, I've
Speak
definitely
for
gone from
yourself
like
there, bud.
hating this guy to loving him.
He doesn't hold back too much there.
He does not. I'm sure he'll play an important role in the story somehow. So anyway, cut back to Jack and the squad running and shooting at the rebel squads kind of chasing them into the South African base. Gridlock, it gets shot in the shoulder, but it's one of those like action movie places you get shot and you're generally fine. And his wall of gridlocky things are just kind of like and he spawns those bars kind of randomly all over the place. Also, like his power set seems to have changed. Like they all use always used to be connected, like an actual grid, but now he just seems to have like random, like the inanimate carbon rod thing from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I remember him like it was a like a cage you couldn't get out of or something in maybe Psi-Force.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I don't know. It's just people keep he keeps propping people up on it, which is fine.
Yeah. I think you could make a halfway decent defensive wall, at least something, but slow them down. But yeah, they're running through the base. Pitbull picks up Gridlock, Garth, and kind of carries him. He's like, move it or lose it. I was like, better hustle. I'm down to my last clip. This is Sano. It's like, Captain, you're back. You've been shot. It's like, I'll worry about it later. Super action movie. Right now, I'm worried about that dust over there. Looks familiar somehow. Could it be? So, like, Blair goes running over to them, tells them about the plane, and says, hey, follow me. Cut to Ort, who's kind of, seeing them. See, he's yelling at all of his troops who are just kind of lying there. I guess not the ones that were burnt to death, but or maybe the survivors. But he notices the paranormals, thinks it's the freaks. They made it all the way back. If I don't stop them. And then he sees Blur. He's like, and that one, I left him half dead in the stockade. And then, in perhaps the best moment in the comic book, he gets the exclamation point over his head, like in Metal Gear Solid when the troops get alerted. He goes like, burp. And I looked it up. Metal Gear for NES came out June 1988, so it would have existed. It could have been inspired. It could have inspired that moment.
If yeah, that moment is very characteristic. So I thought of you. So
I thought
thank
it
you.
was great, yeah. Right, so some more running, some more shooting.
It's not like a manga thing, is it?
No, not
Maybe.
really.
Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah. But Sano runs out of bullets, Pitbull tackles some more guys, Blur runs to that little APC armor carrier thing, wondering if maybe that's going to be useful in some way, shape, or form. There's
Yeah.
just
I'm sorry, go ahead.
okay. All right. There's just sort of chaos as the rest of the rebels kind of break into the base and start firing as well. And everything kind of converges in the back of the C5, like big plane that they flew in on. So Magna Conti and the rest, they are kind of running and half injured, to Kathy, who's like standing at the little ramp in the back. It's like, get everybody in. I'll tell the pilots to get this thing moving. She's thinking, thanks God they made it. Now to get us out of this madhouse. It's Captain, let's get this thing. But in, again, super action movie, the villain is in there with the gun to the captain's head, to the pilot, and he's like, ah, the little freak. How nice to see you again, my dear. We'll still have a little experiment to try. That's a little creepy. She's like, I'll see you in hell first, Ort. Poor choice, Major. Still, inferiors often make such mistakes. It is how men such as I win. This guy's getting close to inventing mansplaining before the 2020s. It's almost there. Somebody shoots her. Shoots her. She drops her gun, falls down. The rest of the guys start walking up to get into the plane, and Haldeman's walking up again, conveniently forgetting that he's a paranormal that might have a useful power that could end this whole conflict. But Haldeman walks up. It's like, all right, I can almost taste that stateside chow. And we get, sorry to disappoint you, Sergeant, but there's been a little change of plan. Ort, very perceptive. You looked at me and knew who I was. Now put your weapons down, or your very attractive leader will get a new hole in her head. It's like, wait, all of a sudden she's attractive? I thought she was like subhuman.
She can be both,
I guess.
guess.
This guy's sending some mixed signals regardless. So he's standing there, like kind of holding her up. She's shot with a gun to her head. And Casey's standing right behind them, just kind of, inert, just looking sad as he usually does. It's like, gently now, this is Ort. We wouldn't want any mishaps this stage of the game. After all, you don't need weapons for what I've got in mind. I'm like, what are you trying to say there, man? Blur starts the plane anyway. Or no, Blur is in the weird
Armored personnel carrier.
Yeah, there you go. And he presses a button and does something. I'm not really sure what he's doing, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, do you get it in a minute?
Okay, yeah. So he activates something. He's looking through the scope and kind of checking and recognizes and sees the back of the plane that Kathy's in trouble. He's like, "It's happening to me again, but I won't let it. I won't fail again. I can't." Back to the planes. The American Tomcats finally reached their destination, right? So they're flying in. Roger, all attack planes, begin attack run. I say again, begin attack run. So this is like we're montaging, like the situation's getting more and more and more tense. The Russian tanks, got the word, so they're rolling in, ready to fire. Back to the back of the plane. Ort is monologuing some more, sticking the gun in Kathy's mouth. It's like, "Ah, Captain, you may look like some Aryan Superman, but I see the female has some attraction to you. I cannot understand why. She's not even of the same race. Look at her face." It's like, "You just said she was attractive." It's like, "Look at it while you can, that is." It's like, "If you hurt her, ever the hero, hey, Captain. Well, not to worry." Then shots start getting fired. The plane starts taking hits. It looks like Lau, the light guy, gets shot and kind of falls down. Yeah, Lau.
Yeah, he's on this ramp that's the back end of the plane, so that's maybe supposed to be coming up and they're getting off of it.
Yeah.
And there's a crowd of rebels coming, shooting at him
Yeah.
and the plane, but they
Right.
are in some sort of limitless space.
Yes.
No borders.
So this takes a lot of work to color in the background. Yeah, it does look like they're on the surface of the sun or something. And then, the APC explodes. So I guess there was a distraction or
Well, they
something.
wanted to get, so that it wouldn't fall into their ha enemy hands or something, I assumed, but
Yeah.
also a distraction, yeah.
But it
So.
does distract him. Blur comes in against Ort, but really, doesn't do too great. So he kind of tackles him down, but he's still got his gun. He's like, "Ah, freak, you really think a brutish ape like you can beat someone like me? I'll kill you, speed demon, and I'll kill the other hellspawn freaks, all of them, starting with the girl." It's like, well, I mean, I guess technically that would be starting with Blur, but Magna Conti rushes in. He's here, "We've got a chance." The plane's moving, the still getting shot at. Before Magna Conti can get to Blur, he gets shot like right in the stomach. So like this Ort guy is surprisingly effective. Even with the speed of Jeff Walters is not always enough. As the plane lurches, Jeff is thrown off balance and gets shot. So he stops moving. He loses his blur. The Ort guy sneaks in yet another racial epithet. He's like, "Hold it, I still got the gun. There's one less of you now." So he's holding the gun on them. He's like, "Now the little devil, with a little help from me, will call the rest of you freaks home." But you can see Casey, the explosion hands paranormal, kind of looming behind him. And Jack's like, "The giant behind Ort? He's the one from the film. What's he doing? Moving his arms to. He's gonna use the power." I kind of like this scene, but yeah, basically he comes up behind him, spreads his arms wide, claps him like he's gonna box his ears, but of course he has explosive power, so he just annihilates Ort's head, thus ending the threat.
Yeah, it feels like a good action movie climax move there.
Yeah, maybe they should have made a bigger panel on that than some of the other ones, but anyway.
I mean, that Jack's arm is blocking it enough so that it's not like gross.
Yeah.
So I assume they don't want to sort of overdo it with that.
I guess. But I mean, with the explosion, it could be more explodey than organs flying around kind of stuff, but all right. So with that threat gone, there's still an army of guys chasing after them. So the C-5, starts getting ready for takeoff. So it's moving along the runway, drawn by a small child perhaps. But then the engines stop, right? So The plane stops working. That rebel group's still kind of firing at him, but then all their guns stop working. And then we cut to the airplanes, flying, who are finally getting ready to attack, and then their planes stop working. Right? So we got 70, in the air over the coast, Navy planes that were in a controlled attack dive are now $74 million rocks racing to their destruction. So they were screaming down to start firing, but then they stopped functioning. So all the pilots eject safely, G.I. Joe style. And then we cut back to Germany, where all the tanks are getting ready to roll up right at the tip of the gate, protected by no soldiers, just one of those like toll booth kind of things. If we had a little bit more time, maybe they could have drawn some soldiers.
It's undefended, sir. Keep rolling.
But the gate did its job because all the tanks stop before the gate. So as quietly in disbelief, their pilots and crews climb out to find out what is happening and why. And then we get a fun splash page, like a super double page thing, with a whole bunch of faces. And it says, as they look, they are blinded by a great flash of light in the sky. Okay. A light that speaks to them and everyone on the face of the earth. People of the earth, hear me. And so I don't know. Do you want to go through the faces now or kind of have fun with them at the end?
We can have fun with them at the end if you
Yeah.
want.
So we get a
That's good.
lot of characters, recognizable new universe
From the
characters,
story and then around
and
the new
some
universe.
random ones and some unrecognizable ones, but says, I am the child of the Star Brand, holder of the greatest power in the universe. It was the power of the Star Brand that caused the white event, creating the paranormals who now inhabit the Earth. The Star Brand that caused the black event, creating the hell on Earth called the Pit. These things are done. They cannot be undone.
Oh, come on.
That's lazy. I've tried to make amends for the black event. I've changed the very nature of things so that your nuclear bombs will no longer explode. Fixed it so that you no longer have the ability to destroy your whole planet, at least until climate change. Even that was not enough. Again and again, you've tried, and even now, trying to destroy those around you. This must not be. You have to learn to share your world in peace. Oh, come on. I have decided to save you one more time, but this will be the last time. No more saving. If you continue to survive, I urge you, look to the paranormals. They have power. Let them use it to bring peace. It's worked great so far. I added that line.
Most peaceful people I've ever met,
But
yeah, indeed.
especially this Medusa web. Trust them and learn to trust all men. Men? Okay. This is the last time I will intervene. The next time, be sure there is no next time. Kind of flubs the landing there, kind of like George Bush and his famous "Fool me once, fool me twice" line. There won't be another time. So yeah, okay. I guess the Star Brand can deactivate all weaponry. And he did. No more war. What will it all mean? So yeah, that's kind of the big climax, right? So
I
Jack.
knew it. I saw that coming a mile away.
Yes. Totally obvious. Definitely the ending we were all expecting. So Jack kind of thinks about it. What does it mean? Wait, of course. All of you, throw your weapons out. Your weapons that don't work anyway. And it's like, what's the idea? What's he got in mind? He's like, who cares? Dump them. Mine's empty anyhow. So they just throw all their guns out of the end of the plane. It takes a little bit of convincing to get Sano to do it, but he does. I guess maybe he doesn't quite realize his gun is ineffective. Stop thinking about death. That voice is offering us life. We've got to accept. Lose the gun. That's an order. Throws the last gun. And then I guess the plane starts working because they got rid of their weapons. Is
That's
this?
my impression,
Yeah,
yeah.
all right.
The engines turned off just when the rebels' guns wouldn't work. And so
Gotcha.
the presence of the guns, the engines weren't going to
Yeah,
work.
I think in third read, I finally figured that part out.
Extremely detailed control over the world you have there, Starchild.
So they're flying off. Haldeman, again, forgetting that he was a paranormal, but is looking after both Kathy and Blur, who are both shot. But like, how's he doing, Sarge? He's like, he's holding his own. No infection yet? It's like, that's like minutes ago. How fast does infection happen? Kathy's like, it's all my fault. It's like, it's a long flight home if he makes it. Cut to several days later. Jack's all of a sudden in a wheelchair for some reason, but
I don't know, just being in the hospital.
I guess he's
I
just
mean,
taking
all I
he's
saw was
taking a spin.
the shot from behind was the only thing that, yeah, we saw injure him.
Yeah, but we get several days later, him and some other army guys rolling into Kathy's hospital room. It's like, hey stranger, got some friends here to see you. It's like, Jack, hi gentlemen.
That's the
So
president of the United
oh, it is the
States.
president. Yeah, he's so small, it's kind of hard to tell. He's like, we won't tire you, Colonel. Just wanted to tell you in person what a fine job you and your troops did. Who is this guy? It's like, I'm proud of you. The whole country's proud of you. It's like, just a little reminder of how much we owe you. The Silver Star. So president leaves, another guy's there. He's like, Colonel, they did tell you you've been promoted to Lieutenant Colonel. Like, we're trying to do what that voice recommended, which was like promote people, I guess. We want to form a permanent paranormal force, one that
Voice of DEI. We want.
permanent paranormal force, one that we can trust to keep us safe.
Our kind of safe.
Okay, so we don't have any guns, so now we're going to use the paranormals as weapons. It's kind of what I'm hearing here, army guy. So he wants Jack and Kathy to lead it, and like, it's like, wow, Major Magna Conti, count me in. She's like, lost so many, I don't know. It's like, no, I owe it to them. I owe it to myself. I'll do it, General. So, okay. After the general leaves, the rest of the squad rolls up, the survivors, in various states of being injured, and some random woman in purple with white hair. We're just gonna maybe talk more about her later.
Silver Sable?
Yeah, Silver Sable. She's hiring them all as a mercenary squad with her vast wealth from whatever weird country she's from.
Nice.
But anyway, the president kind of was walking down the hall behind them. Meets with Dr. Milhouse and to visit one more guy. He says, our patient has the power to materialize his dreams. Unfortunately, he's now quite mad. What? And his dreams, well, see for yourself. So we get Night Mask. Well, Keith Remsen, there looks like he's wearing Night Mask pants and a straight jacket, freaking out in the bed, surrounded by Harlan Mook dream projections, all kind of terrorizing and tormenting him in this big, like, double panel spread. So I guess this is the end of Night Mask-ish. I hate this, but we can talk about it later. And it's like, he was born Keith Remsen. He came to call himself Night Mask. He was given the power to walk through men's dreams, to explore their unconscious. He tried to use that power to help others, but sometimes helping others is not enough. Sometimes you have to have the power to help yourself. Keith Remsen cannot do that. He cannot explore or heal his own unconscious. He definitely doesn't have a cast of friends and family that would be able to help him with anything like that, of course, right? Because I didn't bother to read any of the other comics. The president's like, there's no hope? It's like, I don't know. We'll keep on trying. We owe him that much. So I guess he's gone insane with guilt, and then the dreams have kind of taken over. So what we're going with this. Then we get a whole page of like the president checking in on Mapper. It's like, okay. And calling him a hero, even though he didn't do anything but walk around and get shot, and they had to lug him around a bit, right?
Yeah, he was it's had a couple of lines about how he wanted to be a hero or something, and
Yeah, I guess that's it,
that's a bit of a resolution for that. And by the way, he has a stack of books in his hospital room. I couldn't identify any of them, which is kind of weird. Like, why do you leave these a book that's called what is it? Giant Robots from Mars if they're for no reason. I don't know.
Maybe that was Murray was working on a novel that never got released.
It's my screenplay. I keep shopping it around Hollywood. I'm gonna take her one of these days.
So I guess, we're ending the new universe. Let's give a whole page to Mapper. Okay, whatever.
Well, to be honest, I thought it was Troll. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was
See,
Redshirt number two.
which just tells you how much we care about Mapper. You didn't even realize who he was.
If he had just once been like, which, how do we get back to camp? Oh, you go over that hill.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm the mapper.
I would take like,
Anything.
Pitbull's opening up a hot dog stand in Brooklyn. Like this is, that would be a more interesting ending. But anyway, last page. Back in Kathy Blizzard's room. And they're all kind of standing around laughing. Pitbull is, tossing Lao in the air on his crutches. So I guess he's gotten over that kissing comment. And then the strange woman, like the last two panels, just a weird, or the last three panels, just like a weird woman walks up, like, Kathy, I'm Doris. This is the white-haired woman, Doris, Jack's wife. I wanted you to know Jack speaks very highly of you, and he's not big on compliments. You must be quite a woman. It's like, Jack is quite a man. She's like, you're telling me. I don't know what's happening. She looks like some amalgamation of Darlene and like the rich tennis pro, but with white hair or something. Like it's just a
Is it
character that makes
Lenore? Maybe Lenore is snuck back away from
that
the
would be
family.
hilarious. Though they never met, right? And then we get some narration of Kathy. It's like the old Kathy Blizzard would have pulled away. It's like she's hugging. Her power makes her uncomfortable, like being too close and touching and having these forced psychic connections. So her ending is, the old Kathy Blizzard would have pulled away, withdrawn within herself. But this is not the old Kathy Blizzard. Like the world, she has changed. For the first time in her life, Kathy Blizzard, like the world around her, is whole. For her and the rest of mankind, the war is finally over. Boom. The end. So there we
That's not
go.
all that's over.
It's over.
Oh, it's over.
The whole thing is over. There's nothing left. There's no more new universe. It
Universe.
is all the way done. And we ended with Kathy Blizzard and somebody not knowing who Jack Negronte's wife was supposed to be, nor coloring it correctly. That seems somehow appropriate, though, I suppose.
It could have only been better if it was like a fill-in artist who did those last two pages.
That would
Like
have been
the
great,
regular guy
yeah.
Morgan was like, I gotta go do another assignment. Could you just have whoever's around the bullpen finish that up
Yeah.
today? Looks
Yeah.
completely different. There
Oh
you go.
shoot! Who's
Goodbye,
the
new universe.
guy? Ramos, right? Rodney
Rodney
Ramos,
Ramos.
destroyer of worlds, right? He should have finished it off. Oh, okay. Well, that was a lot. What are we thinking here? Is this good comics? Bad comics? A total dumpster fire?
Let's give it a little context. I would say going into this, we both had a lot of trepidation.
Yes.
We did not like Murray's previous work, or at least it was mostly not great.
Yeah, he kind of
And
killed our love of Mark Hazard, which had been strong.
it is the draft and the pitch were also kind of not great.
Right.
I was pleasantly surprised with the first two, three issues of this series.
Yeah.
It moved quickly, and even if it didn't make 100% sense, things were kind of headed somewhere.
Yeah.
This. I don't want to say it completely fell off the rails because it would still, it comes together in
Yeah, it's got some
not.
pieces that work, and it definitely kind of, like the characters come back together and then there's an ending.
So in some ways, I'm at least, I think of it relatively positively.
Okay. So like a
I'm not
dumpster, but it's got some decent stuff in it that you could salvage.
something like that, yeah. I sort of thought long and hard whether I would call this the pits. and I cannot put it into the pits.
No.
It has, as you say, strangely appropriate, and even when it does screw up ways. It's not what we expected. It improved on our expectations through most of the story. This
Yeah.
one, last one, was sweet, did not stick the landing by most definitions,
Right.
but I didn't hate it. So that
Yeah.
was my vibe for
Ringing
it. What?
endorsement. Lack of
Yeah.
hate. Yeah, overall, I would agree, right? Like it's not terrible. It's definitely interesting. Like it's not boring, which is where a lot of the other ones struggled with. It's a little weird, right? And just, with the Star Child ending all weaponry, kind of, I don't know, that's like the Deus Ex Machina, like just like all of a sudden something swoops in and, impacts the ending
It's
in a huge
a
way.
double
But
Deus Ex Machina because he had already defused the nukes,
right.
which
It's
is
like,
it
man, you're
really throws
getting
you off your game of
right.
expectations.
It's a little picky. I mean, it's a couple of planes attacking some Cubans and, some Russian tanks, attacking an empty army base. So, I mean, like, you gotta let us have a little bit of war, Star Child.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'd sort of imagine the without the nukes you could bog down into a guns and tanks, it'd
Yeah.
feel like
Like a rougher like war,
right, a stalemate would quickly develop and with a lot of grim situations in it. But
It had a lot of action movie tropes in it, though, for sure, right? Like kind of the showdown at the end and the villain popping back up and
trying
everybody
to get
getting shot but not quite killed and
the airplane to turn over. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sorry, if you shoot at a plane I'm in, I'm getting off the plane. I'm going to assume that plane's not going to fly.
Yeah,
So
but I guess if you get off the plane, then they'll just shoot at you. So,
I guess. God damn.
it
So it's a yeah, I don't know. The characterizations are super thin
Yes.
with the other soldiers. I mean,
Yeah, I mean they tried. I mean they kind of focused heavily on Jack and Kathy. Which is okay because one of those is Jack, and I actually kind of liked Kathy Blizzard as a character. I think she kind of works, though she doesn't get that much time in this one for her to be like the end character. So it's almost like her story, and she's a new one, but.
yeah, it does. Yeah, I also liked her. She felt she worked. The night mask stuff really felt out of left field.
Yeah, I mean, it.
They were sort of leading us to think that these stories would tie up at the end somehow.
Apparently in the hospital.
Just in the hospital, and night mask is this. I don't know, man. We
Yeah.
that was the only page of him this issue, so it's not like we saw anything between when he shot Blowout and this. I don't know. That's a lot of miles to cover with no. How'd you get
Yeah.
here?
It feels like a toss-in, even though obviously he had a role in the other story, but and Blowout had a decent role in kind of getting things started, sort of. But then, like, even the Iranians just kind of disappeared. They're like, wow, we've started World War III, now it's time to take advantage. And then they just took a nap or something. So,
It's, yeah, I think.
no Castro in this issue either. I think his head showed up in that big panel thing, but that was about it. He was kind of funny in the other ones. I
Yeah,
mean, the new
he chews
universe
the scenery
Castro.
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to go through that?
Sure. I will give my conditional rating of the pits because of what they did to Night Mask. I think like other than that, it would have been okay, but ending him like that makes me not like it anymore.
I do understand that feel. Yeah, that it's hard for me to think of this as the end of the new universe, even though it is.
Yeah, it doesn't quite feel right as the end.
Yeah, it had enough sort of like I said, it was saying about, say, DP7, the characters, feel like they'll continue, and so even if they didn't get a like a happy ending, it's like,
Right.
and yet you have the ch you know something, there's always a chance things will turn around for you. I think partly that might be the Night Mask was such a heavy player in the backup stories we got for the last year or so,
True.
that it always feels like he's a favorite. And so even if he's crazy in one issue,
Yeah.
there's a way to
And
get him back with
he
Teddy.
kind of had a nice ending in his own series too. Obviously, like continuing him as a character was nice, but like that final issue was like a good kind of end for
That's
Night
true,
Mask.
yeah.
So the
He's
Erecta.
still a very young guy. I mean, he's like
Yeah.
20 at this point, so
Yeah.
yeah. Well, I don't like leaving him in that character in that condition. Yeah, I don't. So I don't know. Do I have a grade? Yeah, C plus.
Yeah, I guess I gotta go C minus then.
Let's take a quick look at that. People of the Earth, hear
Right.
me.
So
Oh
we
my
got
gosh.
Russian tank pilot.
There's a guy
Heavy.
who probably is a Marvel writer or something that
Yeah.
just has that vibe. This is the next, the purple jacket. I was the one I was thinking might be Justice.
Yeah, I figure that's Justice, but with a tie that throws it off. Random woman,
One of the rebels.
Cuban guy, American general guy, or Russian maybe.
I think American
Yeah.
general that sent to Kathy
Right.
on the
It's
assignment.
Stephanie
Glitter.
Harrington shows up, Glitter, and then shirtless Jack.
Not one of the mechanics that Ken Connell used to work with, because they all
No.
got vaporized.
Random janitor. Blonde bearded guy who looks like he should be somebody, but I don't know.
Yeah, unless Green Arrow is in the new universe, I don't know who that is, but he definitely looks like he's supposed to be someone.
Yeah. Right, what do we got next road down? Lau?
Jacob Lau,
Yeah.
Chrome,
Chrome
Jenny
shows up.
Swenson, Blur,
Why
President
is that Blur
Voight.
though? It can't be Blur because Blur is like out of the cage, right? It's just random South African, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
Get
this point in the
suckered in by
story,
all the barbed
Blur would be
wire.
either blurry or not there, you
You're right. Okay. He's surrounded by barbed wire, which was how, which threw me off, but you may be right.
know. I'm definitely
Okay.
right.
President Voight, random person.
Yep.
Randy O'Brien.
Yep, Randy.
I'm going to say a Russian general there.
Yeah, other general.
Random guy I don't recognize. Vincent Sano, aka Shooter. James T. Kirk.
Right, a young James T. Kirk. Mastodon and then Elvis.
This is where I was thinking it might be Wayne,
Could be Wayne, but it
but
would be like past Wayne, not like Cy4C looking Wayne. Because Wayne would have the scar, right?
this is true, yeah.
Unless they just did a bad job drawing him.
Also possible.
Yeah, another Russian general, Night Mask in his Night Mask outfit, though he's supposed to be crazy, so whatever. Another Marvel artist, a guy with a paintbrush, I don't know.
Could be anyone. Fidel Castro there. There we go.
Yep. Final
Look.
appearance of Fidel Castro in New Universe.
And Colonel Fetchlusk.
Yep. Random girl, Colonel. American pilot in the water. Aaron Rodgers, but playing for the Dolphins? Random hobo.
Yeah. Then, like a well-dressed young man. That feels like someone should be, I should know. Possibly Haldeman.
Yeah, it's not quite right though,
This redhead, it really looks like he should be someone, and I can't think of it at all.
yeah. It's not dressed to be like Johnny Doe. I think the next guy is like the scientist in the Russian squad, like who was talking in front of all the images.
Yeah, I think he's in there with the Russian command.
Yeah.
Some sort of cleaning woman. Jacob Burnley.
Yay. So it's
Kathy
definitely.
Blizzard. Metallurgist. Gridlock. Pitbull.
Yeah.
Just for the character arc of Pitbull alone, I'm amazed by this series.
It gave him a few moments, right? That
You
wasn't
know,
too bad.
Pitbull, it turns out, is like that guy you knew it never got along, but dude, just act normally. People will accept you. That's all you had to do.
You
You didn't
don't
have
have
to.
to eat the beer bottle when you're done drinking it. You don't have to.
Come
Eat it
on,
at
man.
home, then where people won't see.
People are fine with you, man. Just get out, let them get to know you a bit. I don't know. I had well, let's see. I actually before I start the that grade was for like this issue or for the overall series. What are you thinking?
Issue? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Should we grade the overall series?
Should we or hold off till the recap? What do you think? Let it sink in a little
Let's let
longer.
it sink in, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So part of the, problem people had with it at the time was by the time it came out, it was kind of forgotten. The new universe, what? And that cover, I mean, that doesn't really jump off the stand or even give you someone you can recognize.
Nor does it say New Universe on it.
So anyway, so like we said, for reasons that I don't think have ever been publicly disclosed, the fourth issue was supposed to come out in late May 89. It did come out late January 1990. So 1989 was really a bad year to delay something that hinges on apartheid, the Ayatollah, and the Cold War, because all those things came to an end.
Oh, man.
Ayatollah dies that summer. The Russians withdraw from Afghanistan in like January of 89. And there's the whatever breakdown of the Warsaw Pact goes through that whole year until the German reunification takes place in November of 89. So apartheid, there was like an election, I think, and within a couple of years the apartheid regime is voted out and Nelson Mandela becomes president.
Right.
So, even that has become like out of fashion at the time. So
Yeah.
it's really weird when you're like, truly a parallel, it was already a parallel, timeline, but when you've got all the everything that you're looking around the real world and being like, this doesn't, this fiction doesn't sell to me anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess the new universe, if you're really deep into it, you could be thinking like the Medusa web's influence keeps things going, whereas in the regular non-paranormal world, things were, these changes were able to happen. I don't know.
It's
We never got any payoff for the guy who replaced Gorbachev, right? Like that just
there are
never
several
happened.
things that yeah could have gone been happening there. And yeah, this yeah. The timeline is also a question. The was this supposed to come out, much closer after the draft? Does it really like fit the end of the new universe? I was just looking at the page with the D piece, and I don't think, I guess Chrome is the only one I can think of there. If this was after DP 732, then she didn't get the cure. You know what I mean?
Right. It's either confirming that she didn't or it happened before the cure.
Which they didn't talk about weapons being depowered in DP 732. So,
Yeah.
but then.
Well, DP7 gives us some kind of timing because they were kind of like around Christmas or something or winter.
No,
don't know. We'll have to
it was
go
late
back and look.
late February,
Okay.
the last one. I think the war never really tells you when, what day it happens or anything.
Right.
And
Neither does Psi-Force at the end, really. It doesn't really tell you. I guess the only thing that's easy is that this, I mean, I guess it's not easy, but this must be before Starbrand, right? This must, so
must be
Starbrand
before the
19
end.
must be after this,
Right.
right? Which then makes it better as Starbrand being the end of the new universe rather than this. But also, it was published way before, so that makes it
The
complicated.
first last book of the new universe. Yeah. Also, it had like a jet planes flying around when they're not working in this one.
True,
I
yeah.
don't know.
So that doesn't work. Shoot.
I had thought there might be some like, yeah, wait, we could tell, but all
Unless.
I'm really thinking is that, yeah, it has to take place before the Star Child leaves, obviously.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess it's past the end of the regular titles
So, like,
when
Star
it comes out.
Child
So
decides
we
to,
just, no, go ahead.
the Star Child decides to do the time loop thing, hangs out a little bit longer, stops World War III, and then time loop? Or maybe it's only time loop
Also,
for Starbrand? I don't know.
that could also work.
Yeah.
It's a I mean, it's okay
Almost
if
like
we
they didn't
leave
plan
the
this.
yeah, if we leave the war as like happening around, you know, around the end of the regular the other books, which is like when it came out, and only move Starbrand 19 to past that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's a fine.
But you
I
can't
think
have like global thermonuclear, like the attempted end of the world, and then not have that reflected in every other book, right? Like, you know,
that's why
everybody.
it's okay if it's after the end of the regular books. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll, even though Psi-Force didn't mention it either,
Though
and or in their future.
they kind of did in the little like intro thing, like they talked about World War III in the like Playboy interview stuff. It just wasn't in the comic itself. And then
Okay.
they alluded to something in the Middle East, but you know, so like they almost could tie in, but yeah, it would have been funny if someone had like penciled in like a missile in the on the beach in Coney Island in Justice, just kind of sitting there. Like, what's that
What?
doing there? You guys really should read the news.
Yeah, okay. We
It's a
The
mess.
data we have is, yeah, that it's a mess, and these there's no simple solution that's going to fit each book. So, okay. And then Doris Magnaconti, I don't know. Is it possible that Jack got a divorce and remarried? Just, I mean, he and Darlene were definitely having issues. And if she wasn't pregnant, as I at that in that one issue where she kept fainting all the time, maybe he went away to war and she just like, guess I'll get a divorce then. He met someone at the base, married her.
Never
No.
talked about her to anyone. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a screw up, but it's such an epic screw up. I mean, she's like on the cover of the first issue. Like, it's just, how do you mess that up?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, the if it not having red hair is also weird to me, because that I would think that, you know, the editor or the artist would be like, I don't remember much that he had a wife. I forget her name. I know she was a redhead. That was
Right.
like the thing about her.
Well, Jack's got white hair, so his wife would have white hair. I don't know.
The for me the there's the whole thing does add some interesting questions of Is global disarmament actually a good thing? I know you all think like, oh, that's great. Oh, no more war. This will be wonderful. But, the Russians have enough people. They could just, arm them all with sticks and like beat their way into Western Europe. I mean, I'm kind of imagining like a Dune future now where people are still using swords, even though, it's the
Yeah.
advanced future world.
And like, can you fly planes and drive tanks if they're disarmed?
I
Like,
guess that's the thing.
they got
Yeah.
weird
If you're,
rules, you know?
yeah, that's why it's like overly specific. You know what I mean? I mean, taking out nukes, okay, you tweak some physics, and if you have like, let's say it's easy for you to find nuclear material, they're very specific things. But then to like every gun and every car that's carrying a gun, it
Yeah.
becomes very weird,
Right.
This whole thing, yeah, Deus Ex Machina, God from the Machine, it really does, is like the last chance of the Star Child to do like a weird sort of religious move. The
Yeah.
White of Venice must have gone nuts over this one.
Right. Yeah, like literally telling you, like, look to the paranormals. It's
He
like
means us. Yeah.
Even mutator?
Scuzz is over the moon somewhere. Yeah, the I don't know. It's one of those things that like maybe it's they're trying to give you a happy ending for the new universe, but
They kind of don't.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you take a step back, if you didn't read any of these, it doesn't really make a difference. Right? Like, they don't affect the ongoing comics really whatsoever. They barely tie into them. They don't really, work with the characters, though, only a little bit. So like you could skip it, right? And you'd have the gist of it.
Yeah, I think there must have been some re, you know, if this was meant to go over the preceding year, I can
Yeah.
imagine, they would have had to like move things around a bit. Again, nukes could have been disarmed, and that could have been the big people of Earth moment.
Right.
But they wouldn't have just left this like all weapons have to be ended. For the ongoing series, that would have been too weird, I think, to follow along with.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just too late in the cycle to like add a crossover that's like world spanning and affecting everything when you're winding it down and the books aren't going to keep going. So you
So
needed to
maybe.
end the series with, you needed to finish the stories with those characters, not throw in a last minute crossover. So kind of wrecks that.
Yeah, I think as a self-contained mini series, it's pretty big. It does focus on a couple of characters we like. So again, that part good, but the overall reception of it was so poor that if they did have plans for DP7 graphic albums and such, those plans were canceled.
Yeah, which is too
So,
bad, right? Because they're just totally different things, self-contained mini series that has a vague title and no obvious new universe labeling, and we're worried and wondering why people didn't get into that. Whereas, like, if another DP7 or Star Brand would have been a lot more recognizable and had some fans, but oh well.
Star Brand versus DP7, the fight you wanted to see.
Yeah, somebody's got Gruenwald's script for that thing sitting in a drawer somewhere, like it's out there. Like an outline, some notes.
It's well, we'll keep looking, and hopefully the rest of the fans will as well. Ah. I don't know. Is that really the end?
I guess we'll still have fun with some recap issues or recap episodes.
Yeah, I think we'll have to leave it there. The universe ends as it possibly began, ambiguously, confusingly.
Couple of mistakes,
Continuity
rewrites, delays.
challenged. But and yet entertaining in many ways. So, okay. That
Indeed.
is it for this week's episode and the whole new universe. Next time, we'll finish up with our final season with our season 5 recap. Afterwards, an all new you re wrap up will give us a chance to give an overview of the 8 original series, the good and the bad for each, and any lingering thoughts or questions. So I guess we'll try to give something for people who want to just quickly digest the new universe.
Yeah.
Spoilers may be included, so we'll
Right.
try to tell people when to jump off if once we get into the advanced studies.
Yep. Yeah, season 5 covered the last 7 months of the regular titles plus the war miniseries. We'll try to break it all down for you, focus on just these storylines and the endings of all the different series.
Counting down to the end. No comics to go. The war has
Yay.
concluded. We will not keep you waiting until next year to get the rest of the show. We'll have the season 5 wrap up and an all new Unit U wrap up episode starting next week, hopefully.
Maybe we should do an awards show, like favorite blah blah blah, right? The award for the best supporting character in an ongoing new universe series.
Look, you're supposed to dress up for an award show, and it's, I can barely wear pants to these things. So, I mean, well, you can always find us, the new universe, website, kickersinc.com, is not ended. And you can always email us, newuniversepodcast@gmail.com. This has been the voice of the new universe, and we will see you back at the spinner rack.
Don't let the new universe die.
Truly, it was only supposed to make a buzzing noise.
Oh my. Stay hard, Magna Conti.
Look at that thing.
Nearly there. Critical buildup. Forget the pain. Concentrate and release.
Jack is quite a man.